So, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the final award of the National Cartoonist Society Convention of 1968. And it gives me great pleasure to announce that the winner of the Rubin Award for Outstanding Cartoonist of the Year, chosen by you, and hold on to your hats. And it's a tie between Johnny Hart for BC and Pat Oliphant for, well, everything else.
You know that feeling when you go on holiday or you stay around a friend's house and you wake up in the morning and for the first few seconds you can't work out where the hell you are? Well, it was like that for me all the time. Because I'd never wake up in the same place where I'd fallen asleep. Ever. I mean, yeah, on occasions it'd be like I'd pass out in a shop doorway and wake up in the cells, but other times it was, well, it's not so easy to understand. Once I woke up in the 1800s. God's honest truth, everyone wandering around in big hats and long dresses. There's horses and carts all over the shop.
Look at the photo. See this man? Do you recognise him?
Oh, hey, that's Alan. Why didn't you say so?
So you know him?
Oh, of course I do. I know Alan well. Your brother, do you say?
Yes.
Oh, well, now you come to mention it, he did say he had a sister. Yeah, he did speak about a sister he had. And that's you, is it?
Yes.
So what do they call you?
Alice.
Alice, that's it. Well, pleased to meet you, Alice. I'm Frankie.
Hello, Frankie.